Israel today eased some travel restrictions for Palestinians on the West Bank and Gaza Strip and said that about 100 Palestinian prisoners will be released from Israeli jails. The announcement comes in advance of this Wednesday's planned meetings of President Bush with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Sharon today also told his cabinet that Israel may have to evacuate some unauthorized settlement outposts. Palestinian officials say the Israeli moves are only cosmetic. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The Israeli army today announced that the closure of the West Bank and Gaza Strip had been eased, and an army spokesman said he expects around 25,000 workers to enter Israel by the end of the week. Israel also announced it would free about 100 Palestinian detainees, most of them about to be released anyway or chronically ill. Israel's deputy defense minister today said the actions are meant to create a new atmosphere between Israel and the Palestinians. Prime Minister Sharon also told the cabinet that Israel might have to evacuate some unauthorized settlement outposts. He also asked his ministers to stop criticizing the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace, which Sharon pushed through the cabinet last week. The first phase of the roadmap calls on Israel to dismantle all settlement outposts built since March 2001 and to freeze all expansion of Jewish settlements. Jewish settlers are planning a large demonstration of tens of thousands of Israelis against the roadmap as the summit in Jordan takes place. Palestinian Legislative Council member Sy Barakat says he is optimistic that the next meeting between Sharon and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, known widely as Abu Mazen, will help the peace process take off. That meeting will come at Wednesday's summit with President Bush.
Well, I think it's a good chance. I think if President Bush comes to the summit between Sharon and Mr. Abu Mazen with the mechanisms of implementation, the timeline, and the monitors, I'll be very hopeful that there is a chance to break this vicious cycle.
Eric Kott says Israelis and Palestinians need the Bush administration's help to get peace talks back on track.
The trust level and the mistrust and the lack of confidence and the anger and the hate between Palestinians and Israelis is really much too bigger than the Mount of Everest even. So this is why we need a third party, and this is why we need the good office of President Bush to introduce the timeline, the monitors, and to tell both sides, look, you don't need to negotiate what you agreed upon in the roadmap. We're going to see you implementing, and we're going to vouch for the side that's implementing and the side that's not implementing.
In Israel, many, especially in Sharon's own Likud party, are deeply skeptical about the roadmap. Yuval Steinitz is the chairman of the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee in the Israeli Parliament, or Knesset. Speaking in a boisterous corridor in the Knesset, Steinitz says he is worried.
Well, I feel very uncomfortable about the roadmap in general. I do support Sharon's intention to make painful concessions for peace and to separate from the Palestinian people, but unfortunately, I think that the roadmap is not the best way to do so. The roadmap might lead us to a Palestinian state without peace and with no security.
Steinitz says Israel should not make any concessions until Palestinians fulfill their security obligations under the first phase of the roadmap. These include dismantling radical groups such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad, collecting illegal weapons, and taking responsibility for security in places where Israeli troops pull out. Abbas told Israel television this weekend that he hopes to have an agreement with Hamas for a complete ceasefire soon after next week's summit in Jordan. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.